Hi, this is Ryan Kingsley from Lifeway Community Church in North Bangor, New York, your pastor for the day. Are we walking in the Holy Spirit? In this life, God gives us the ability to choose what path we will walk. We can choose to follow Christ, repent of our sin, and receive His Spirit, or we can choose to ignore the gift of life that He freely gives us. If we choose to follow Christ, the Apostle Paul provides us guidance on how we should live each day. In Galatians 4, verses 16 and 17, Paul says to the believers, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are at conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want." As followers of Christ, there are two spirits at work in us: the spirit of the flesh, the worldly spirit, and the Holy Spirit, God at work in us. Each day we have a choice to make. Will we walk in the Holy Spirit, or walk in the ways of this world, our old nature, what we're familiar with? If we walk in the worldly spirit, our mindset and behavior will be characterized by a focus on earthly, fleshly desires rather than on spiritual things. If we're walking in a worldly spirit, we'll be influenced by our sinful, natural inclinations and worldly pursuits. Human instinct and impulse will drive us. And if we're walking in the worldly spirit, our focus will be on human desires, the physical pleasure of this world, worldly ambitions, and self-gratification. Our lives will be filled with love for ourselves. But we can choose to walk in the Holy Spirit. If we choose to walk in the Holy Spirit each day, our life will reflect the impact that God can make in us. See, if we're walking in the Holy Spirit, our actions will be defined by God's perfect love and law. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23 tell us, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things." See, if we're walking in the Holy Spirit, our attitude and our mindset will be focused on the things of God and how He desires us to live. We will not be gratifying our fleshly desires, but we will be seeking the mind of God in all areas of our life. If we're walking by the Holy Spirit, our affections will not only be for ourselves, but we will love God and others. As the Holy Spirit works in our life, we will see how much God loves us. And the response should be that we love those around us. 1 John 4:19 tells us, "We love because He, being God, first loved us." The question is, are you walking in the spirit of this world or the Holy Spirit? This is the same question Paul had for the first century believers. As you reflect on your life, are you seeing the fruit of the Spirit increasing, or are you seeing more of the worldly spirit? If you would like your life to reflect God's Holy Spirit more, there are some simple ways to start heading in the right direction. Number one, read God's Word. As more of the Bible is worked into your life and into your mind, your thoughts will shift toward the things of God. Number two, pray. As you meet with God through prayer, your thoughts continue to be on the things of God, and your attitude will be impacted through the interactions with Him. Number three, gather with other believers. Go to church. Be with those who are desiring to follow God. We need encouragement to walk closer in God's ways and less in the worldly ways. And number four, as your thoughts, your attitude, and your mindset all align with God's Spirit, your actions will reflect the working of the Holy Spirit in your life, and the fruit of the Spirit will be made more and more evident in your life each and every day. This has been Ryan Kingsley from Lifeway Community Church in North Bangor, New York, your pastor for the day.